Hi, I'm Ellie Rankin, and I got to meet up for a chat with Bad Sounds just before their London Scala gig, so here it is.
So you've got a new single out at the moment, Are You High? What can you sort of tell us about that?
Well, it's kind of, just since we've been doing this more, we've had to like miss a lot more like important family occasions and like, you know, bail on people a lot more than we feel comfortable doing. So not that we resent doing that, it's just something we know we have to do to do this. And it's kind of just our worst fears about what our family and friends might currently be thinking of us, if you know what I mean. But then the track was just like, we just tried to write a song and make it as distorted and gnarly sounding as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we were really worried about it initially because it's quite poppy. Like, that when you break it down, like when we had the demo versions of it, it was all just quite like poppy vocal melodies and stuff. It was just like, we can't put something out that sounds like this. So we were just like, let's really just fuck it up and put distortion on everything and big beats. And
I think we literally basically took the whole track and put it through
distortion
pedal, didn't we? Just like the whole, everything together. But yeah.
That's cool. And you guys are kind of, would you say, on your biggest sort of headline tour to date at the moment?
Yeah, definitely.
How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's been mad. Like, there's been loads of places we've played that we've never played before. And we were kind of expecting on those to be playing to sort of like 10 people, and then we knew like the hometown show would be good, and we sort of hoped the London show would be good in terms of there'd be people there. But we've sort of been waiting for the shit show the whole tour, and every time we've got to the venue and been like, oh, it's gonna be a rubbish one tonight, it's gonna be known here, and we come out on stage and it's like a rammed crowd, and then it's so weird, there's like people singing back almost every song, which is so weird for us, because last time we did something like this, like I said, we had a good home show and a good London show, but all the shows in between, or most of the shows, it was kind of to hardly anyone, and the people who were there didn't know the stuff, or maybe like they knew one track or something. So yeah, it was a bit mad. It's definitely felt like the first time where people have really wanted to see us. You know what I mean?
It's been exciting.
Yeah.
It has. And it's, we've had stuff stolen almost every night as well. Like,
Well,
my hat. So yeah, basically, true. Like, first night my tambourine went, and then second night your hat went, third night your harmonica went, fourth night you and borrowed my hat, and they took it off of his head during a stage invasion, and we never got it back. And it's just been really like,
this is stuff kind of weird. By the audience, like,
yeah.
This is people that have come to see us stealing our shit.
Yeah, people were telling me after the second show they saw when we walked off stage and went back just to like grab a drink before we came back out. They saw like some girl get on and steal my hat off the stage and then run out. It's like, why would you even want that? It's like, yeah, it's
pretty sweaty head.
I know.
What can guys kind of expect from your live shows?
So I mean, our whole sort of ethos with playing live, because we historically don't really like live music unless it's done really well. I just think we've seen so many bands that just sort of stare at their feet and just play the songs in front of a room full or an empty room. And we just never really found that interesting to watch or go and see. It's like, this is entertainment, essentially, what we're doing. So we always wanted to make it feel like we're throwing a party and everyone that comes is a part of it. And I mean, there's a big element of like production as well. Like a show like tonight, we're able to really go to town on stuff because like we're big fans of like Flaming Lips and stuff like that, and they really put a lot of production into what they do. But then also like when we saw De La Soul, from the moment that you walked into the venue, like there's a DJ playing like feel good hip hop stuff and everyone's dancing. It's like, this is like 2 hours before they've even gone on stage. So I just feel like you should be entertained when you leave a show rather than just like having watched someone play what you've listened to on Spotify for the past 2 months or whatever.
For sure, definitely. I think it's like, I don't know, somewhere between, I wouldn't say it's like theatre, the bigger shows at least, but there's definitely like, we like to have like a few things throughout the night that kind of come as surprises and are like fun things. But yeah, it's kind of cool. It's weird at this level because we're sort of doing some shows like this where we can do that, and then a lot of shows where it's too small to do that type of stuff. But it's kind of nice because we just do the like sort of house party vibe on it like that. And then kids always seem to be getting on stage and shit.
So would you say you've got like a kind of one live performance you've done that's like the most memorable for you guys?
I'd say the last London show we did, that was like our show, we did this thing where we had we filmed this thing before the show of this delivery guy going to a house, and he picked up these two boxes, and one box was filled with loads of stuff I like Missy Elliott and a few beanies and like
not actual Missy Elliott.
yeah, and like a Timbaland book and stuff. And then one was filled with loads of stuff Callum liked, like some art he was into and like some Flaming Lips records and stuff. And then he gets in the van, takes that, shows up to the venue, and then the last shot you see is him pushing the boxes into the venue. And then that turned off, and then we got the same delivery guy to push us into the crowd, like as we started from the doors, and me and Cal were both in these boxes. And then we start the first song by just like bursting out of the boxes, and then we like sang the whole song in the crowd. So that show was really fun because it was the first time we could do stuff like that. It was like the first room big enough. And then we had like a set change halfway through and all that stuff. So that was probably like the most memorable in terms of it was the first time we could do a show like
we wanted.
Yeah, for sure. But then the Bristol show we did on this tour was like so mad because it was the first show we did, and we knew it had sold out like 2 weeks before, which was crazy to us anyway. And it was a lot bigger than anywhere we played in Bristol before. And just when we came on, it was like the crowd were just like really screaming. Obviously, there's like some friends and family there as well, but it was like the most, there's just like a lot of love for us in the room, which was very sort of, we've never had it like that before, where people just really felt like, I don't know, it just felt like everybody was happy for us to be in that situation, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And I genuinely just felt like really taken aback the whole gig. I found it really hard to sing because I had like a lump in my throat that there was like all these people being so like supportive of us doing this thing. So I think that's definitely going to be like a memory we will hold on to for a long time.
And what's next for you guys? Are you kind of working on anything new or towards anything at the moment? Or are you going to take a bit of a break after the tour, chill out for a bit?
I don't think we're capable of just like taking a break. So we are like constantly writing at the minute, hoping that we can put something together that resembles an album. Debut album is like a big thing, and it's important to us that it's not just like the next 12 songs that we write. We really want it to be like a combination of songs that really fit well together and they all sequence well. Like when we released mixtape one, we had all the interludes and the skits and stuff, and that just made the whole thing flow like a set. So we're really keen to make sure that we do that with that, you know, whatever piece of long work we put out, like an album or whatever. So yeah, we're sort of just working on that and trying to make sense of it all, really.
Finally, I'm from Westminster Student Station, so if you could recommend like one song, new or old, that you're absolutely loving at the moment to our listeners, one each, what would it be?
What, from like other...
can be from yourself, from other artists, something that you just love and listen to at the
all
moment.
All of our back catalogue.
just find it.
Well, you get that guy again.
You know what?
Yeah. I quite like that new Neo track, Nostalgia. I think that's pretty cool.
So mine would be A Woman Needs Love Just Like You Do by Ray Parker Jr. And it's like super smoochy, like it's not cool, but I really fell in love with that album on this tour. Like I'd only heard of Ray Parker Jr. doing Ghostbusters, and I was listening to a radio show where he was interviewed and like, yeah, just like got introduced to all of his back catalogue. So yeah, A Woman Needs Love.